Good morning.
What's up, Rick?
Hello. I'm reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." I haven't had a chance to personally thank you for your support of the Shoes for Shoeless ministry. A few weeks ago, you took some names off the board. A week ago, Saturday, we were able to serve 159 children. So I thank you for your prayers, your gifts, and your service. It gives joy to my heart to think that all of these kids had new shoes on the first day of school this year. Over the winter, we will continue to help families in need through our clothing closet. I walked into my office a year ago on the Sunday morning that we were to bless the shoes in worship, and I found a single pair of girls' tennis shoes. They were similar to these. They were sitting on my desk. There was a name tag on them, but I don't remember who it was for. I needed a pair of shoes to place on the altar in the sanctuary for the blessing of the shoes, and I thought these shoes were as good as any. So I took these pair of shoes and I put them on the altar before the 8:30 service. It was after the 11 o'clock services that we were finished for the morning, and Dick Strauss walked into my office and he said, "Did you find the pair of pink girl shoes that I put on your desk?" And I said, "Yes, those, I saw those. Thank you so much." And he said that he put them there. In fact, he found them at the church on Saturday. He had come in to make the coffee, to get the coffee pots ready. And as he was about to dump the coffee grounds into the trash can, he saw that there was a pair of shoes in the trash can. And he saw those shoes, they were marked. He said they looked important. So he dug them out of the trash can, and here they were, marked with a child's name. He doesn't know how they got into the trash can. I don't know how they got into the trash can. I didn't know where they came from or who brought them into the church. But I didn't know that he'd put them on my desk. I didn't know they were in a trash can. But it was those shoes that I chose to put on the altar that morning. So in one day, a pair of shoes went from the trash can to the altar. And only God knew that. Today, our story is about a man named Zacchaeus. I think it's a story about how God took his life from the trash can to the altar in one day. I want to begin with an activity to help us think about how people feel, and my hope is to help us think about how perhaps Zacchaeus felt about the things that he had done to his neighbors. One thing I want to say before we begin, we can never truly know how somebody feels on the inside by simply looking at their face. Some may look happy but might be suffering inside, and some may be outwardly look concerned but on the inside may feel content and at peace. There's some pictures. I'm hoping that they're up on the screen. I messed up the screen this morning, so, but they are in your bulletin. I want you to look at this man. If you'd like, you can write your answer in your bulletin, or you can just remember it. How do you think this man feels? And you can tell me. I want to hear your responses. Sad, worried, overwhelmed. Okay. The next picture is a man, another man. How do you think this man feels? Hopeless, old, I feel old, alone. Okay, the next picture is a little girl with her hands on her face. Sad. Lastly is a picture of a woman in tears. How do you think she feels? Broken. Upset. Very good.
Maybe she's at a wedding.
Maybe she's happy. We don't know. Okay. Every day we encounter people who are feeling depressed, sad, sick, confused, and scared. When we met with Chris Horlocker this week, she's the director of Shoes for Shoeless, she said that the feeling that she encounters most often in working with people is hopeless anger. How do you feel today? Think about that in your mind. How do you feel today? Perhaps Zacchaeus was feeling like some of these people in the pictures. Zacchaeus was despised by his neighbors because he had cheated them. He was ostracized and hated because he worked as a tax collector. A tax collector was a greedy combination of embezzler and extortionist. He was considered a traitor to his people and a sinner of the worst sort. The tax collection system was created by the Roman Empire to both collect income and turn indigenous populations against each other. It was essentially a series of contractors and subcontractors who bid to collect money from an area they knew well. A tax collector had his finger on the pulse of business in the neighborhood. He knew what you did for a living, who your relatives were, and for how much you could be squeezed. As a chief tax collector, Zacchaeus supervised his own subcontractors for his area. Tax collectors were a select group of people. You had to be rich and bid high, but not more than you could reasonably afford. Otherwise, you would have to make up the difference out of your own expenses, your own finances. What the crowd believed about Zacchaeus was true. He was a crook. So how do you think Zacchaeus feels? He is loathed by his neighbors. In the eyes of the Romans, he is simply a tool being used to collect money and a social structure that discriminates against people. Money is the bottom line in everything he does. In child psychology, it is said that if a child hears a praise or a criticism enough times, that the child will believe it to be true. If Zacchaeus starts to internalize the negative attitudes, harsh perspectives, and accusations of sin and impurity, it is hard to believe that he does not start to internalize some of this hatred. The fact that he climbs a tree to see Jesus walk by is an indicator that he is looking for a way out. He is looking for a way to make right the injustice for which he is blamed. Now, just for a moment, put yourself in Zacchaeus' shoes. How many of you would run and climb that tree? There was a certain ruler who asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "Sell all that you own and distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." The man walked away. He would not have climbed that tree. I believe the Apostle Paul would have climbed the tree. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul writes, "On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect." Paul knew for himself the truth of Jesus' words, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." When we run and climb the tree, this is where we witness Jesus acting different than the crowd. The crowd saw Zacchaeus as a problem to the people. Jesus sees Zacchaeus as a person who has a problem. The crowd had grown blind to Zacchaeus as a person. He was only a problem to them. Jesus sees Zacchaeus as a person and desires to help him solve his problems. Had Jesus not seen the world in this way, he would have never counted a tax collector among his disciples. When Jesus says, "Zacchaeus, I will eat at your house," Jesus turns Zacchaeus' sadness into joy. When Zacchaeus promises to repay everyone he's cheated, Jesus turns Zacchaeus' guilt into honor. When Jesus says, "Truly salvation has come to this house today," Jesus turns Zacchaeus' shame into blessing. Jesus takes Zacchaeus' life from the trash can to the altar in one day. I watched a movie with my kids the other day. It was a movie that I had seen a long time ago, but I wanted to watch it with my kids. The movie is called The Elephant Man. How many of you have seen this movie? A few. It's a good movie. It was first shown in 1980. It is the true story about a man named John Merrick. John had a disease that grossly deformed his body. John was forced into labor as a sideshow circus freak. One day, a doctor by the name of Frederick Trevis came to see John Merrick. Dr. Trevis saw John as Jesus would see him. Dr. Trevis did not see John as a problem to the people. The doctor saw John as a person with a problem, and he wanted to help him. Dr. Trevis brought John Merrick to his hospital for treatment, allowed him to live there permanently, and treated him like a respectable human being. John Merrick memorized Psalm 23. And at the end of the movie, John Merrick said, "I am happy every hour of my life because I know that I am loved." At the end of his dinner with Jesus, I imagine Zacchaeus thought something similar. "I am happy every hour of my life because I know I am loved." Now let's look at our pictures again. There's a second line below each picture. And I want you to think about this. The man with the hands on his face. How do you think he feels? How do you think Jesus feels about this man? If Anybody have an answer? He loves him. Somebody back here, I heard. The next person, this man, how do you think Jesus feels about this man? He loves him. The girl with her hands on her face, how does Jesus feel about this girl? Loves him, loves her. And the last one, how does Jesus feel about this woman who's crying? Loves her. Whenever, however you're feeling today, how do you feel today? I asked you. Think about, how does Jesus feel about you? If you're feeling sad or broken, alone, remember, Jesus loves you. Zacchaeus is a changed man. This is the difference that Jesus can make in our lives. Regardless of how we have hurt others or how reviled we may be for what we've done, Jesus will come to our home and lead us to repentance. In Shoes for Shoeless, we have a saying, come as you are, not as you think you ought to be. This is how Jesus sees us. Jesus accepts us and loves us for who we are, mistakes and all. As you think about how Jesus feels about you, I hope that you can say today, I am happy every hour of my life because I know I am loved.